So we're going to have story time now. And then when that's over, you can put your heads down on your desks, and then there will be milk and some peanut butter cookies, and then we'll have the final musical act of the night. So it's a booklet. It's framed in the form of a letter to my niece. I write old-fashioned letters. I've written a lot of them. As soon as my brothers and sisters started cranking out kids, I wrote to them. Because that's how I roll. So, and most of my letters get written on airplanes, and so I brought along my own sound effects. Fourth of December, over the eastern seaboard. Dear Adeline, far below, the long evening light is fleeing the mountains of Nova Scotia. With any luck, I'll get some sleep in the sky tonight and wake up in Ireland. This summer, for reasons that are too complicated to go into here, I found myself sitting behind a motel in remote West Virginia with an astrophysicist from the Czech Republic named Vlad. Now, Vlad and I see each other every few years, and we get along famously, probably because I love astrophysics, and he loves music, and we love beer. In fact, we had found some beer at a gas station, and we were drinking it and talking as we sat looking up at a huge West Virginia sky full of stars. Vlad, I said, I've always wanted to know the answer to this question, and you strike me as the only guy I'm ever going to meet who can give me a decent answer, so lay it on me, pal. Are there intelligent civilizations out there other than ours? And if there are, why haven't they contacted us? Vlad looked at me over his glasses and he said, that is two questions. The first question is the easy question to answer. The answer is yes. Given the number of stars, the abundance of amino acids, wherever you look in this universe, very likely many civilizations have arisen. Now, the second question, why have they not contacted us? That is the only real question and is difficult to answer, but I will give you my best guess. You must use your imagination. And he held his hands out at shoulder width, and he said, I want you to imagine that the entire universe is only this big, about the size of a beach ball. I mean, universe is not spherical, but just go with me. Okay, now I want you to imagine that all of time, 13.75 billion years from the Big Bang until now, goes by in, say, 5 minutes. On that scale, consider us. Now we are intelligent civilization. Yes, we make radio waves, we make rocket ships, baseball, bluegrass, Bach sonatas, Great Wall of China, clearly intelligent civilization, but the question is, how long do we last? Another 5,000 years? Another 50,000 years? Another 5 million years? It does not matter. On the universal scale that I am asking us to consider here, all of those lengths of time look the same. They look like this. And he held his thumb and forefinger together and parted them for the barest instant. And as he did, he made a sound between his teeth. Psst. He looked at me to see if I understood what he was saying. Everyone who has ever lived and will ever live, everything we have made and will ever make. Psst. He paused to let that sink in. And it sank in. And then he said, so here is universe. And again, he gestured to define the space. And here are all of those intelligent civilizations that will arise in a universe such as ours. They will arise here. Psst. And then here. Psst. And then here. Psst. You see, they never meet each other. Time is too long. Space too large. I mean, sure, maybe it did happen that one time two civilizations sprung up next to each other. Psst, psst, and they met, they had war. Let us say they had peace. They had arts exchanges. They had intergalactic library. They are all dead now, too. At this moment, in all likelihood, we are alone. And then by the time the next inevitable civilization arises, we will have been gone for a long time. I look back at the sky, still so full of stars, and Adeline, I probably don't need to tell you that although they look just the same as they had a couple minutes ago, they look different now. And I couldn't think of anything to say for a minute, and then I said, Vlad, would you like another beer? Anyhow, kiddo, the word came from your household that this week, you began lifting your head up all by yourself and looking around at those faces that hover over your crib and occasionally favoring one of them with your smile. You keep up the good work. Love, Uncle Peter.